Other contract provisions. Paragraph 19. Representations. All representations survive closing. If any representation is untrue on the closing date, the seller will be in default. The seller may continue showing the property, receiving, negotiating, and accepting backup offers. Paragraph 20. Federal requirements. A seller with no Social Security card or green card is considered a foreign person. The escrow agent will withhold from the sales proceeds an amount sufficient to comply with applicable tax law and deliver the same to the IRS. The contract says the buyer has an obligation to do this, but in reality, the escrow agent provides this service. Paragraph 21. Notices. Notices are to be in writing. Fax notices are effective. Hand-delivered or mailed notices and email notices are also acceptable. Agents must ensure that the escrow agent has proper contact information for buyer and seller through the date of closing. In some cases, notices will need to be sent to the parties to the contract. The document should include the mailing address of each party. A common address error in a residential sale is to assume that the seller still resides at the listed property. If either party changes addresses after entering into a contract and prior to closing, the information should be updated. Executing the contract and finalizing the agreement. Paragraph 22. Agreement of the parties. Check the applicable addenda that should be a part of this agreement. All of the addenda listed in this paragraph are TREC promulgated forms. Paragraph 23. Consult an attorney. TREC rules prohibit real estate license holders from giving legal advice. Enter attorney contact information if applicable. Some states require that an attorney represent the parties. In other states, like Texas, representation is optional. If one or both parties are represented by an attorney, the attorney's contact information is generally included in the contract. The execution date follows paragraph 23. When the last party signs and acceptance has been communicated to the other party's agent, the date of final acceptance is filled in. The broker is responsible for ensuring that the effective date is filled in. All contracts must have an execution date filled in. The contract has many provisions that require compliance within X days after the effective date of this contract. Failure to enter an execution date can cause considerable problems when trying to determine if a party is in compliance. Broker information. The license holder will enter the broker's information here. Two possible types of sales exist: cooperative sales and in-house sales. Cooperative sale. A sale is a cooperative, co-op sale if one firm has listed the property and another firm is working with buyer. The broker working with buyer is referred to as the other broker on this page. Insert the other broker firm name and the broker's license number. In terms of representation, there are two choices. Represents buyer only as buyer's agent. Select this option if buyer has entered into an agency agreement with the selling broker. Represents seller as listing broker's subagent. Select this option if the selling agent is not representing buyer under an agency agreement. Complete the other broker's information, including the associate's contact information. In-house sale. A sale is an in-house sale if the same broker is representing the seller and is also working with buyer. Because it is an in-house sale, there is no other broker, and the other broker information is left blank. Fill in the listing broker firm name and the broker's license number. In terms of representation, there are two choices. Represent seller and buyer as an intermediary. Select this option if both seller and buyer have entered into an agency agreement with the broker. Represent seller only as seller's agent. Select this option if buyer has not entered into an agency relationship with the broker. Complete the information, including the associate's contact information. If the sale is cooperative, select the box for either a flat amount or a percentage, and enter that information in the last paragraph of the broker information section, indicating the fee to be paid to the other broker. If the sale is an in-house sale, leave this line blank. There is no other broker in an in-house sale. Option fee, receipt. The escrow agent signs and dates the option fee receipt, acknowledging receipt of the option fee. Contract and earnest money. Receipt. The escrow agent will fill out this part of the form when title is opened by the delivery of the contract to the title company. Either agent may deliver the contract to the title company. The title company representative effectively opens title to the property. Amendment. The amendment can be used for many purposes. If signed by both parties, it becomes a change to the existing contract and must be submitted to the title company. Paragraph 1. Buyer and seller agree to amend paragraph 3 of the contract. A change might be made to reduce paragraph 3.C to match an appraisal that values the property at less than the original sales price. The cash portion down payment and financing will be altered accordingly. Paragraph 2. Seller has agreed, at seller's expense, to complete the listed repairs and treatments. This change is often made as a result of buyer's inspection of the property. Paragraph 3. If this box is checked, the closing date of the sale is changed. Paragraph 4. This change indicates the amount, either a flat amount or percentage, of brokerage fees that the buyer has agreed to pay. Paragraph 5. This change indicates that seller will pay some or all of buyer's costs. In some cases, seller is willing to contribute to buyer's closing costs as a part of the negotiated deal. In other cases, buyer may be obtaining a loan that stipulates that buyer cannot pay certain costs. Paragraph 6. Lender requires repairs and treatments as itemized on an attached list paid by seller, amount indicated on the blank line, and if requested, an amount indicated on the blank line to be paid by buyer. Lender required repairs generally come from the appraisal report if the appraiser cites deficiencies that affect the property's value or are a danger to the health and safety of an occupant. Paragraph 7. Seller has agreed to extend the original option period specified in paragraph 23. For such an extension to be valid, the buyer must pay an additional option fee. Enter the amount paid, the number of days, and whether or not the fee will be credited to the sales price at closing. Paragraph 8. Buyer waives the unrestricted right to terminate the contract. Paragraph 9. Seller is granting buyer additional time to obtain approval according to the third-party financing addendum. Paragraph 10. Only insert factual statements and business details that apply to this sale. Remember, brokers and sales agents must not engage in the unauthorized practice of law.